Welcome to the Spring into Summer Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Ms. Deanne Gamba. Deanne, why don't you take it from here?
Okay, thank you, Tanya. It's very excited to be here today, where I'm going to talk to you about systems for success, how to get more done in less time so you can live a better life. So I'm really excited. I met Tanya recently, and I really enjoyed listening to her speak, and I appreciate her allowing me to speak on the TeleSummit today. So the reason I'm here sharing the topic of systems for success is because as entrepreneurs, we tend to find ourselves stuck in this big sea of overwhelm. In today's world, there's so much going on around us, right? We're constantly trying to process so much information. There's swarms of distractions, constant interruptions. We spend a lot of time going crazy, trying to keep up with social media, texting, home lives, families, all the stuff that goes into running a business. And then our mental circuits tend to get overloaded, and we really start to find ourselves feeling frazzled. So as an entrepreneur, what does this mean? Well, this becomes a huge struggle because you get stuck in this reaction mode and don't know what to do about it, where to begin each day, or you find yourself reinventing the wheel over and over again, and you get stuck in this vicious hamster wheel cycle, and you can't get off or break free. So does this sound familiar to anyone today? Perhaps you're in a situation where you're wanting to grow your business and get more clients, but you don't have the bandwidth or the structure to make it happen. Or maybe you don't feel like you have the confidence needed to go out there and to get the clients you want because you're not sure what you need to be doing each day or how to do it. And maybe you started your business because you want to have more freedom in your schedule so you can do more with your family, but it doesn't seem to be working out the way that you planned. So there is a way to create a business and a working environment that flows more easily, and I can show you how to start to do that as a productivity and a success strategist. So in today's call, I am going to be sharing with you three of the biggest things that can give you the biggest bang for your buck to start on your path to get more focused and productive in your day. And these are based on things that I've gone through from experience, and things that I hear so many women entrepreneurs state that they struggle with all the time. So if you can start with these three things, you'll be well on your way to increasing your business profits and improving your overall life. So something you may or may not have heard before is that the actual ability or the skill needed to start making productivity improvements and to getting more stuff done while taking less time is in part due to systems and automation, but then there's that other side that I also work with clients on, and that's the ability to focus. Because you can have all these systems in place, but as women entrepreneurs especially, if you don't have all these pieces molded together and working as a team, some of these key areas can be holding you back instead of moving forward. So, for example, in my life, I have a background in business process redesign, systems, and project implementation and training, all the stuff that I really enjoy doing. And I've known the system parts, but when I launched my business, I struggled with moving my business forward because I was committing what I call some very big crimes of focus. These are things that I'm going to share with you today, and they were robbing me from the ability to actually move my business forward and to get stuff done. So focus has the direct impact on how you grow your business and live your life. And as entrepreneurs, if we can grow ourselves personally, right, our businesses and there are direct beneficiaries of our positive growth. So what I'm going to be sharing today are some of the big areas that I struggled with personally, and again, areas that I hear other women struggle with all the time, and they will help you to maximize your time and increase your overall profits. So I'm going to spend a lot of time on the first strategy, and then I'll touch lightly on a couple of others just because we only have so much time today. So So the first one to get a big bang for your buck is really to become intentional. So here's the deal. Like I said, we have all this stuff thrown at us each and every day. We become overwhelmed and can't focus. And we go through time and we start to look at, you know, the end of the year quickly approaches, and we say, oh my gosh, what happened to the year? Where did time go? You know, it's like things just, our days keep passing us by and we blink and it's over. And so what a lot of us end up doing is we let time fly by without intentionally working on things. And we find ourselves stuck in the same place year after year. So we kind of just sit it through until we decide to do something about it. So if you don't mind, I'll share a little bit about myself. At the point that I decided to start my business, like I said in the beginning, I couldn't focus and make it happen. I wasn't taking action, didn't want to tell people about my business, didn't want to be seen. And it's because I wasn't living my life with intention. Things were just passing by me and happening to me, and due to what I'm going to be sharing today. And once I made the decision to be intentional about my life, I actually realized how bad my home situation was, and I became intentional and worked on it and made the transition out of my family life, or out of my marriage, I guess you could say. And I moved out of a long-term unhappy marriage, and this took me a while to go down that path, but I became stronger as a person, and I'm now full force, fully focused in my business. I spent so many years needlessly suffering in this toxic marriage where I was miserable for years. And I knew I was miserable, but decided to stay because I was afraid to make things happen, and it was the fear of the unknown. So what I'm saying is that to be a successful entrepreneur, right, you need to make things happen. I think we all know that. Yet we get stuck. And the founder of Mary Kay Cosmetics has said that there's three types of people in this world. There's those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who wonder what happened. Well, what type of entrepreneur would you like to be? So I made things happen the last year of my life, and this has been fairly recent. It was in 2015, and I still can't believe that daily sense of peace and joy that I feel in my life because I can make things happen for myself, and I'm very intentional in the decisions that I make. And, of course, I had to endure a lot of garbage along the way and made so many decisions, but I was 150% intentional and ready to go. So in order to be intentional, in your daily life, you should be asking, how is what I'm doing to make me more focused? How am I going to get more done? And I have an easy three-part make-it-happen formula for you to use that will explain how to apply this to your business. So basically, the formula is this. There's three parts. The first is to practice awareness. The second part is to question impact. And the third part is to take appropriate action. So once you follow these steps, and when you're making decisions, you're making more of a conscious decision, and you're able to move forward. So a part of awareness. So you're being conscious, and you're asking yourself questions when you take action each day. When you become aware of the decisions you make and why you make them, you start to see the connection between where you are and what actions you're not taking to get you where you want to go. So this can be applied to so many parts of your life. For example, when you're just simply tracking how much time you spend on social media each day, a lot of women become aware of, you know, the fact that they're wasting a lot of time. Sometimes when they're tracking it, they realize, oh, my gosh, it all added up to 3 hours a day on Facebook. I spent all that time, on Facebook, and that's why I didn't get my stuff done. No wonder, right? So it's becoming aware of what's going on around you and the decisions that you make. And really, where you focus your attention and your reactions to things and your behaviors, that will help you to determine where you decide to go in the future and then to take back control over your behavior so you can make the changes you desire. If you're not aware of what's going on around you, it's hard to make that change. So really just being aware. And then the second part, the impact. So when you discover where you're wasting your time or the things that you're not doing or the things that you need to do or really understanding where you are going each day, you can decide what to improve or to change. And to make a conscious decision, you're aware of what the actual impact is of your decision. So it can cover, you know, if I make this decision or take action, what will happen? What are my possibilities before I decide? What is the impact of doing nothing? So I know that sometimes decisions are made in a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants type of fashion, or there's so much overwhelm that this piece really ends up getting missed. But to be intentional and to make a solid decision, you need the facts. And a lot of times I hear women entrepreneurs state that they don't have all of the pieces of the puzzle before making decisions. So then you're making a decision without certainty, which can lead to procrastination because you don't know what to do. Or having to revisit or second-guess the same decision over and over again. And what that does it wastes valuable brain power that should be used to focus on other activities, such as things that will bring your business money. So as a part of paying attention to the impact, are you wasting time during the day? What is that doing to your business? And it's really understanding what's going on with you and your business and where you want to go. So once you're aware, you look at the impact, you look at your possibilities, and then you take action. So when you have thought through your action or decision and then you move forward, you don't procrastinate. You don't keep getting, you know, every last detail, but you have enough information to make a decision. And you don't create mental chaos by revisiting it over and over again. You're clearing your mental space and taking action. And this is what I call making a conscious decision, which I've already mentioned. But you understand the need, you're clear on the possibilities and the impact of what you decide based on what you know at that point in time with no regrets and no turning back. So making effective decisions is a whole topic that I also help women with. But I can use my recent life change as an example. I also moved my family 3 hours away last year from our family home and where we had lived. And I looked into what was going on in our lives, the impact of staying, the impact of our current situation, what my possibilities were, and what would be the best thing to do. And then I took action with no regrets. And a lot of times when you leave a marriage, you receive a lot of criticism and comments from people. And I made that decision, and I have never once looked back because I made the decision based on what I knew at that point in time. So when you're being intentional and following the formula, you need to be questioning, will this decision help me make money? Will it help me reach my immediate or long-range goals or put me on the path of my business direction? And is there a benefit to what I'm doing? Is this the most efficient or effective way to do this? So taking action is critical. That's the critical third step that gets missed a lot of times. You can know that you missed something, like you need to make business calls each day, and for whatever reason you don't do it, and you'll say, I'll do it tomorrow. And then you don't do it, and you'll say, I'll do it tomorrow. You understand the impact to your business. But if you don't take action, you can't move forward, and you're going to continue to be stuck in the same place. So there's so much to say on the topic, but right now I want to get to the next items for you. I'm sorry, just because we're limited on time. But the second item is to stop being a people pleaser. So now, I want to introduce you to a word that you may be familiar with, especially if you have kids, and when your kids were toddlers, we were always really good at saying the word no. But somehow we tend to forget to use it with other people or even as our kids get older. And so all too often we don't set boundaries, we don't say no, because we're worrying about upsetting someone, or we find ourselves stuck doing other things that we don't want to do. They may be favors for other people. And we may have the same people asking us over and over and over again to do something for them. And what happens is that it's time to stop, because if you don't, you're pulling away from the other things that you need to do for yourself, and you're not putting yourself and your business first. So is it really easy just to stop? Well, yes and no. I mean, it really, just stopping can make dramatic improvements in your productivity and help you really to focus on your business and move forward, because you're not drawing yourself into another direction. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily happen overnight. You need to reconnect these no muscles in your brain and start exercising them. And I know this all too well, because first of all, I hear women everywhere talk about being a people pleaser, maybe not using the same terms, but talk about doing for others and being fearful of hurting people's feelings or looking mean, or, you know, the impact of saying no. And I'm here today because, you know, I am a recovering people pleaser, and actually probably the word doormat would have been more accurate. But I used to let people walk all over me all the time because of these, you know, being afraid of hurting their feelings or rocking the boats. But there is an empowering way to do it. And when you think about the fact that you only have about 868 hours in a work week or in a week, that's not a lot of time when, you know, out of 56 hours of the week you're supposed to be sleeping, which is also another productivity gain. It's something that we're missing out on when we're not spending the time getting the rest that we need overnight. And I used to be a person who volunteered a lot, and I used to write grant proposals for a nonprofit, and it was volunteer. And I used to stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning, and I used to think, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't have enough time to be doing this. I enjoyed doing it, but yet it wasn't helping me move my business forward. And what would happen is the next day I was exhausted, and it was a complete waste in terms of my productivity, because I couldn't focus and I wanted to sleep, and it was this vicious cycle. So what we need to realize is that every time we say no to things that aren't really going to benefit our business, we're really saying yes to something else. So if you're in business for yourself, you're saying yes to prioritizing your business. It doesn't help you to feel stuck and to be bitter later anyway, like I was. And a lot of times, you know, if it's a volunteering at a school and you've done a lot of work already for them, you know, they're going to survive without you. I found that when I stopped volunteering as much, the party still went on, things still happened, and I was able to spend more time focusing on myself, going for a walk, working on my business, and really to help set myself up to breathe and to be ready for that great long haul in life. So it's really a compound effect, and it does really add true value to your business, and it allows you to grow in so many ways. And sometimes you need to be a little bit bold, or you feel like you're being bold, but there's ways that you can be at peace with the decisions that you make when you understand that three-step formula that I mentioned, and implementing also not being a people pleaser, or implementing saying no and setting up your boundaries. You're able to clear your mind and to clear the clutter and all that chatter in your brain, and to be at peace because you're understanding the impact to your business. And so what are some of the ways to say no? Well, sometimes when I'm not sure if it's going to be a yes or a no, I will say I will get back to you later in a conversation, and I will look at my calendar and my schedule to see, you know, what it is that I want to do. I've also created, there's some templates and some ways that you can nicely say no and say, this is not my business direction right now, or this is where I need to spend my time. There are plenty of ways that you can say it, and you can say it in a way that doesn't make you sound like a mean jerk, which is what you're a lot of the times worrying about sounding like. So the third item, just because I have 5 minutes left and I want to make sure I get to this topic, is to implement systems and templates. So really, a really, really fantastic way to increase your productivity and to start to create, to get more done and to create more accuracy in the work that you're doing, is to create that step-by-step model of how to do your business, to create systems and templates. It is a way to document who is involved, what you're doing, what is happening, when each step takes place, where it, possibly where it's going to happen, and exactly the exact how of your business. And so often women say that they either have no clue what systems are, or they know they need to do them, but that's all right. But as time goes on, they don't create them, and they're stuck in the same space, not moving forward. And a step-by-step process can apply to both your business and your personal life. For example, let's look at the personal life. You can have a step-by-step morning routine where you're creating very much a routine, which actually becomes habit, and you're able to move more quickly through the day. So your step-by-step morning routine can look like, first you get up, you go straight and make coffee, you go straight into the shower, then you eat, you know, and then you get dressed, or whatever your routine looks like. And it's a very easy way to just, you're following a process, you're clearing your mind to do other things. But that's an example of your personal life. So really, a lot of times women don't think that they need systems in their business, but there are ways to easily automate things that you're doing to maximize your time. It also, when you don't have a process, so I find in my business, when I like put something off and I delay getting it done, it hits me that, it's because I haven't thought through all the steps, I don't have the process. So I find myself procrastinating getting things done, or it feels like it takes a long time to do it because I don't have a process in place, or I don't have a system, I haven't automated a new part of my business that comes up. So when you do this and you automate some of the things that you're doing, it avoids you reinventing the wheel. It frees up your brain power so you don't waste your time thinking of how to do something or procrastinating, like I mentioned, or skipping the task altogether. So it really creates a sense of relief when you're able to get something done. Additionally, creating a template that really allows you to be able to not waste your time re-answering the question. It allows you to increase the customer service that you provide to your clients because you're able to provide the consistent message each time. Maybe you're able to reference something that you've already put together and they're getting all the information that they need from you right there in that template. It also allows you, like I said, to free up your time and maybe to delegate some of the tasks to someone else that you wouldn't be able to delegate without a template or without a system or process. So there's so many ways you can simplify your work so that you can spend that time really focusing, instead of doing some of the administrative tasks that you also may not like, you're able to focus your energy on doing things that will help you grow your business and doing those parts of your business that you really, really enjoy. So it is very possible for one person show, and that is probably one of the biggest objections that I get a lot of time, because women don't understand that they can automate the work that they're doing, or they can find ways in their days to maximize their time, because it is very possible to get more done in less time. And sometimes you know someone out there who always seems to be able to get all this stuff done. Maybe they have the same type of life as you know, a family, a business, kids and sports, but that other person is always able to get everything done. Or you know someone who just seems like they're just so amazing and they can get so much done with the same amount of time that you have. How is that possible? Well, a lot of them have probably learned the secrets of, you know, getting more done in less time, not becoming a people pleaser, creating systems, and being very intentional about decisions that they're making and finding ways not to waste their time. So that is something that you can learn as well. So in closing, I do appreciate the opportunity for Tanya to allow me to share some of the systems for success, how to get more done in less time so that you can live a better life. And I currently have a free training series going on. It's a 6-part series, and you can reach me with questions or to sign up for my training series at alignedwisdom.com. My business name is alignedwisdom.com, so you can either send me a contact there. I have a contact page where you can send me a message, or you can find out more information about me, again, at alignedwisdom.com. And again, Tanya, my 25 minutes is up, and I appreciate the opportunity for you to the opportunity to share this information on